World Premiere Wednesday here on Mix 101.5. One of our favorite artists. She's gracing us with her presence. I know we're not New York City, but she's giggling about that. She's so talented. And finally, we've got an album out from her. The official release, I think, is this Friday.
Yes.
It's Brielle joining us here on Mix 101.5. Good morning, Brielle.
Good morning, Chris.
We're so glad to have you in, and I'm so happy to get my hands on this album. And let's start right there, because you've got to be so proud of this project.
I am extremely proud, and I'm proud to be back here in your studio as well.
Well, we're always glad to have you come by. So Brielle's doing a little bit of a tour. I know you stopped by and saw your friends there in Jamestown and,
yes.
and made your way over here. We're so happy you did. Finally got the album out, and let's get right into that, Brielle, because we got Rocket released to us last year, and
yes.
you and I were doing interviews, and we were teasing album coming, and now it's here. What does this feel like?
It's very exciting, because as an artist, every single time that I write a song, I want it out immediately.
Sure.
And, you know, there's so much business and strategy and some politics behind everything that makes me have to wait. And I've wanted to put an album out since I was, like, 2. When I was like, I want to be a pop star. And I was, you know, heard of Britney Spears, et cetera. That was I was 5 or whatever. And now, finally, my first album.
So. Yeah, we're so happy to have it. Now, everybody here on Mix 101.5. It wasn't that long. It seems like so long ago, but it wasn't that long ago. We started playing Rocket. Everybody was digging that, and that was kind of a song of the summer last season.
Yay.
And now that's included on the album, too. We've also been, I think we featured Rock the Catwalk last year as well.
Good.
So these are all songs on the album. So I think let's go through the album first. Tell us a little background, Brielle, about the production of the album, because a lot of folks think, you know, hey, I'm going to go home and I'm just going to put a whole bunch of songs on a CD and boom, I've got an album. Takes a little more work than that, huh?
It does. I mean, you could do that. You might not have the most polished product.
Right.
But yeah, definitely a lot more work than that. When I initially write these songs, we, as my team and I, go through them with a fine-tooth comb and other writers that I may collaborate with, and we edit and edit until... For the moment, I feel like nothing could ever be finished, but for the moment, we feel that the song is perfect.
Right.
And then we go to the studio and do the exact same thing. Once we record it in the studio and put the beat together, go through with a fine-tooth comb and edit and experiment a little, see which levels could be changed to sound better, etc. Until that's perfect. And then we do it again once I have all these songs. We're trying to narrow them down to 10 songs for an album. Same process over and over and over again, whichever songs we... We do little tests for these songs and give them out to see which ones respond best.
Well, sure,
with
yeah,
people.
You want some response back, right?
Yeah, which ones respond the best, and we put them together. And also, like for the couple of songs, we did some post editing things. We went back songs that I've had finished for like 2 years, and maybe re-recorded a couple things or changed production. And
right on.
Finally. Oh, and then just like the pictures on the album. It's the same thing. We go through it. There's so much work going into
Beautiful. Each
aspect.
The album art's just fantastic. That's such a beautiful picture. All right, so let's go through the mind of a talented artist like you. You sit down and, as you said, you're remastering, you're putting together the album. You want a theme. Now, it's not just a collection of songs. Hey, what songs do I have saved in this folder and I'm going to burn them on a disc? I mean, you're trying to weave a theme. You're going for a theme for the album, right?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And with this album, because of the last and only 5 songs that I've had released as singles the last couple of years, they all had a similar theme of really fun, feel-good dance songs, danceable beats. And the other 5 songs on here that have not yet been released kind of round out and balance those that we've released and bring a little bit of a range. We have a couple slower ballads. They're not quite ballads because everything on here is still you can dance and have a really good time to them. But yeah, we kind of want to complete the circle.
But I think the reason I'm asking that, Brielle, is a lot of folks might not understand that. I mean, just casual listeners, you are the talent side. I'm kind of like on the other side of music where it's almost like a club DJ. You can't stay at a high level. You can't stay at 13 all night.
Exactly.
You've got to clear the floor and give people a break. And so we bring it down a little bit and then bring it back up and then bring it back down. And I think you've done a wonderful job with this. Brielle joins us here on Mix 101.5. We're talking about her brand new album released officially this Friday. Studio work. Where did you get the studio work done?
A myriad of places. I guess mostly for the songs I've recorded on this album, I used my friend Cooper's studio in Hoboken.
Mm-hmm.
I've also recorded at Andrew Underberg's studio on the Upper West Side of New York.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it's so funny. I've recorded in huge, crazy, beautiful professional studios, and I've also recorded in a closet, you know, in someone's bedroom.
Sure.
And it's come out with the same
right.
exact product.
Well, I think a lot of that is owed to because you're so talented. I mean, obviously a big studio, you've got, you know, multi-tracks and you've got crazy boards and everything. We can bring in all kinds of elements to that.
Yeah.
But you're recording in a closet because you're so talented. And that's why. I mean, it's not like T.I.'s got to put auto-tune on your voice and make this album. It's fantastic.
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting, actually, even like I've recorded with my friend Charlie at his house, literally in his bedroom, not even in a closet, just like against the wall, telling his dog, shut up, don't bark while we're recording. and it's just, it brings a unique sense of the feeling of the vibe that we feel in the room.
Right.
And allow that. It allows me to put that into the music. So it's really cool.
Very cool. And I want to follow up on that, Brielle. You're doing a lot of stuff down in New York City. What's that like? I mean, we get a sense that the club scene or the music scene, the EDM scene, is like a world unto its own sometimes. So,
yeah.
So what's that like for someone just making their way through the music business and you get thrown into this big music scene in New York City because this is where you want to be?
Absolutely. And it's really fun and invigorating, but it's also really easy to lose your mind.
Yeah.
Because, like, there is so much.
Yeah.
And it's hard to keep track of everything and what everybody is listening to because there's such a wide range. It's hard to find the right spot.
Sure.
But it's almost easier to find the right spot at the same time. I guess it just depends on what your mindset is going into all of this. But it's really fun. I got to have the rabbit.
That is a great story, by the way. Make sure you share that story everywhere you go about the rabbit head. That
so
was
fun.
Fantastic.
I love it.
All right, we're going to have World Premiere Wednesday, the new one from Brielle, Love Means, here on Mix 101.5. Again, I can't thank her enough for coming by. The brand new album's coming out Friday. Tell the folks where they can get the album, Brielle.
You can get the album out on iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, any online outlet. And you can also follow me at Brielle_music on both Twitter and Instagram, and all my other socials like my Facebook are on my website brielleonline.com, and you'll be able to find out everything that's coming up with me, releases, performances, and if you sign up for my newsletter on my website,
yeah,
you will be the first to find out everything that happens, and you will have a couple exclusive privileges as well.
Very cool. All right, make sure you do that. And here's Love Means from Brielle, world premiere Wednesday right here on Mix 101.5.